Well, folks, it's that time again, and we're glad to be with you. It's time for the Darlington Tigers pregame show. It is our first interview of the year with head coach Tommy Atha. And, Coach, it's the 2022 season. You already got a game under your belt. How are things looking as we get ready for game two?
Well, of course, we scrimmaged Callaway a couple of weeks ago, a very good Callaway football team, by the way. When you come out of a scrimmage, you hopefully it's what you think it's going to be, which is some good things and some bad things and some ugly things. And you see what you did well and see what you need to work on. So, you know, we felt like we took a step forward with our opening game last week down in Orlando and made progress. And we hope we're making even more progress and it shows up on the field tonight.
Now, I know one of the things that's a little bit different this year is you got some new facilities, and I know everybody gets excited about that kind of thing. But with the new weight room and everything like that that I've been hearing about, what does that bring to the table for a program?
Well, I think it just gives us the opportunity to really, really just enhance and vary, you know, what we do. I mean, the equipment that we're blessed to break in this year, I mean, it's really unlimited what you can do. Any type of movement can be trained. And, you know, and that's not just for football. I mean, there's not an athletic event or movement or sport that you cannot train for with that equipment. And really, Coach Hunt and Coach Bell and Coach Swafford, our softball coach Coach Harris, she was Anna Swafford when she was here, I'm sorry. But Coach Harris, they're really just searching and researching and being creative and finding out the best way to make use of that equipment.
Well, Coach, before we went on the air, you were telling me about some things that y'all do when you take a road trip like you took last week, going to Orlando, Florida, and the rooming situation and all that kind of stuff, how you coordinate that for team building. And obviously, one of the storylines going into the season, as it is every year, you have graduation, you lose some guys, you get some guys back that have experience and all that kind of stuff. But a big part of the beginning of the season is getting some of these younger guys that are going to fill some holes, some experience. So as they move through the first few weeks of the season, they go from freshmen to not feeling like freshmen anymore and so on and so forth and getting experience. So tell us about the team building process.
Well, you know, it's funny going into a trip like that, all the kids want to know who's in my room, who am I rooming with? And of course, we hold that to the very end. And you know, we select the rooms and try to do it as much as possible from senior down to freshman, four to a room. Obviously, you always have guys that are your natural leaders and you know they're going to be, but when you get a situation like that, you got some guys who might not have been in a leadership position who are now having to take charge of a younger kid and be accountable for them. And then the younger kids are having to learn to interact with some of the older kids they may not know. And that's a huge deal for us is team bonding, finding out who's going to step up and be a leader, accountability. So, you know, from that end, we always, you know, we've always been high on taking trips.
Well, I know we'll talk about this a lot more a little bit later on down the road, and you're focused on the opponent for tonight, Sonorville. But I do want to touch on the new region, because when you look at it, it's a Class A region, but it feels a lot like the old Double A region. And football fans like me and everybody else around, we get fired up when we see that Darlington's going to be playing Pepperell and playing Chattooga and playing, of course, Trine and Almerchie and all these different local teams. So talk a little bit about that and how excited these guys on these team that know these other kids in the area, how excited they are when you get into region play in the new region.
We think it's an outstanding region, tough region, you know, dogfight week in, week out. There's no question about it. I think every school in the region is a much improved football team, and I'll tell you, there's no weeks off, there's no easy weeks, and again, just, you know, obviously the fact that we're playing local schools and a lot of schools that our kids compete against at the middle school level and even on down to the rec level always adds enthusiasm to it. If you want to call them rivalries, we've had for a number of years. And we're just excited to be able to renew some of these football games because we think it's going to be I think our fans will see, God willing, a good football game every Friday night.
And, Coach, one of the really big pieces of news that came out just before the season, I know everybody was excited about, not surprised by, But Gus Gamage and Gatlin Hancock, they're named preseason All-State, which is a huge honor. And I know you think a lot of those two young men and the kind of leadership that they bring to the Darlington Tigers. So let's talk about that unit a little bit and what you think that looks like this year.
Yeah, you know, we're excited about the potential in our offensive line. Obviously, Gus and Gatlin are both big, strong, physical kids, and but they're good kids, and they are leaders. And we certainly have a lot of expectation from them on and off the field. You know, the locker room environment is tremendous for us. And not just Gus and Gatlin, you know, but, you know, you add a Bryant Powell in that as another senior offensive lineman that going into really, if you look at the way he ended his sophomore year, you're talking about a three-year starter there. So we're excited about those guys. We expect a lot out of them, and trust me, we hold them very accountable.
Well, Coach, the offense, obviously you got a lot of guys coming back, but, you know, Patrick Shelley is graduating, has moved on and all that kind of stuff. So I would imagine there's going to be a lot of different looks this year because of personnel and things of that nature. So I would imagine you guys are going to try to get the ball out to a lot of guys.
We do feel like we have a number of guys that we can distribute the ball to. We felt that way coming out of the spring scrimmage. You know, I think we threw to seven or eight different guys in that scrimmage, and so we got a lot of confidence in some guys out there. We feel like we hopefully will have the ability to run the football effectively, so we want to try to be always as balanced as we can be. Try to make people defend the entire field.
Obviously, on special teams, you got an experienced kicker coming back in Rylan Scott. And talk about a guy that learned a lot last year and grew throughout the season and really became somebody that you could rely on every time he was out on the field. So it's got to be exciting to have him back this year.
Rylan is a true master of his craft. He works at it constantly. He's got it down to a science. He wants to talk all the time about angles and his steps, and so he really takes it very seriously. In having him as a senior to be able to step in and do those duties again is certainly a benefit.
And Coach, one of the things that just popped in my mind, I remember last year you had a couple of guys you were really excited about that got injured at different parts of the season. I noticed their names back on the roster. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, McKay Rush is a kid who really had a great summer and unfortunately had a significant foot injury that sidelined him the rest of the football season, and we're eager to have him back out on the field. He's looked really good throughout the summer and early so far. And Hyland Thomas is another young man who we still have very high expectations for. We lost him early on. He's had a setback a little bit early from an injury standpoint, but the good news is we're going to get him back here in a week or so, a couple weeks. And so we're very excited about what he's going to bring to the table as well.
Well, Coach, let's talk about your opponent here for game two. You go into the game 1-0, had a good time in Orlando this past weekend, and I'm hearing some really good things about this Sonorville team. They won 6 games last year, missed the playoffs, but this looks to be one of Denver Pate's best groups, if not best groups, since he took over about 6 seasons ago.
I think that's exactly the case. Honestly, I think this is probably the best Sonorville football team that we've seen. I think they are big and strong up front on both sides of the ball. They're very aggressive. Defensively, their linebackers are as good as any I've seen. They will run downhill and hit you. On the back end, they do such a great job back there. You know, we threw against them this summer in 7-on-7, and we knew coming out of it, boy, they're really good. Offensively, the quarterback really is a great kid. He makes them go. They do a lot of different things. They force you to defend the entire field, and they can run the ball effectively. So, you know, we certainly have our hands full tonight, no doubt.
Well, Coach, as you're describing this, this sounds like some Tommy Haitha football to me.
Well, we hope so. We hope we show up and play to the best of our potential, which is what we always want to do. And we always want to play good people. In our non-region games. And this is a great opportunity for us to line up against a bigger school, bigger football team, and see how we stand up.
Coach, we're fired up about the season, and we appreciate you allowing us to cover your games again this year. And again, as you always say, ain't nothing like a Tiger on a Friday night. It's about go time.
Amen, Matt. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, that's going to put a wrap on our conversation with the head coach, Tommy Haitha, here for game two. Getting ready to take on Sonorville here in just a little bit. Toe meets leather at 7:30 right here on WLAQ. We'll be back with more of the pregame in just moments.